hop in and roll with the OG. You are listening to Building Educators with Wood, and I am your host, Rashada Wood, teaching OG. Hey, teacher friends, thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode of Building Educators with Wood. My name, I'm Rashada Wood, and I am a 19-year teaching OG. Now, first of all, let me welcome all of my friends from near, from far, my young friends, my old friends, my new friends, and my old friends. How are you doing? Let me go ahead, teacher friend, and let you know, I bet you're doing good. I don't know when your school year ends, but here's what I know. You have done more school than you have left to do. And that is something, y'all, to get excited about. That is something to dance around about. And it is something to definitely celebrate with the year that we have had. I hope that you are taking good care of yourself. I hope this has been your self-care school year. I hope that you have set boundaries. I hope that you did not break those boundaries for anyone. And y'all know when I check in on you and get in your business a little bit, I like to tell you a little bit of my business and let you know what the OG has been up to. Well, since the last time we spoke, y'all, the OG had a birthday. I turned 42. And let me tell y'all, it has been a nonstop party all of March. I started March 1st. And y'all, it has just been a month of celebrating just this milestone. And you ask, well, milestone 42, that's not a milestone. Usually, you know, we say a milestone is 30 years or 40 years or 50. But y'all, 42, I sat down and I started to think about that. And I said, you know what? That's Jackie Robinson. That was Jackie Robinson's number. And so Jackie Robinson, the player who broke the color barrier, that's what I want to do this year. I want to break barriers. Now, y'all, I know Jackie Robinson was not, he wasn't a person who would hit home runs, and that just wasn't his position, but roll with me. I said, I'm also going to hit home runs this year. So I'm going to break barriers and hit nothing but home runs in year 42. So I have been celebrating 42 like crazy. I started at 40, really just looking at things differently. I really saw myself shift. I saw myself as a teacher shift. I also saw myself as a woman shift. I shifted into a space where I became like the older auntie, the one that cared still. But I mean, if you kind of pushed her a little bit, she would let you know. I have my moments where I do slip into old lady mode, and I just love it. I love it. I'm really rehearsing for when I am in my 60s and 70s and I can do and say and think whatever I feel. I feel like 40s, those are your years that you rehearse those things and you kind of figure that out. And y'all know I actually turned 40 during the year of the pandemic. I remember hanging out that weekend before with my mom and my dad, my husband and my son. And y'all, it was the next Friday that we were packing up things and we were saying, well, we don't know how long we're going to be at the house and we don't know what this COVID stuff is going to do. But, you know, it might be a few days, it might be a few weeks. And then, y'all, everything started. So I feel like I turned 40 during a very special time. So I have really enjoyed my 40s, and 42 has been nothing but special and amazing ever since. Do y'all remember that game we used to play called Red Rover? And I don't know if this is just a game that country kids played like myself, but we'd all link arms. And so we would decide who we wanted to come over. And usually it was the weakest link from the other team. And we'd say, Red Rover, send blah, blah, blah right over. And so, y'all, we would strengthen ourselves and we would lock arms and we would grab each other's hands with everything we had. And the person from the other team would run with all of their little elementary school or middle school might. And they would try their best to break between two people. Now, let me tell you what their strategy was. On that other team, they were looking for the weakest link. And they were looking for the two kids that they felt like if they hit them the hardest, they could break through. But let me tell you, boy, you were never getting through on my Red Rover team, because it didn't matter where you hit me and my friends. We were strong and we were making sure that nothing was getting through. And I hope, y'all, that you have linked arms with the teacher friends at your school and with your admin and with everybody else that loves teachers and supports teachers. And I hope that you have stood strong in the face of everything that tried to run and barrel us down and knock us over. And I would say that we are all still standing after a very hard year, after a very tumultuous year of educational Red Rover. Y'all, we're still standing. We got hit. We got knocked down a little bit, but we are still here and we didn't break. It may have rattled us a little bit, but nothing broke through. And if you're still listening to this podcast, that lets me know that there is still a love for education in your heart. That lets me know that you are still going strong. And I want to say thank you so much for everything that you have done in the face of everything you've been up against. You are still standing. And let me tell you, the 2022-2023 year can send whatever it wants right over, but we're still going to be just as strong as we were this year. Now, I know you may be a little weary right now because, as we have talked about before, you have stood strong through a year-long battle of Red Rover, and nothing broke through. Even though it may have rattled you, may have knocked you down, you got back up and you kept on trucking. And you might be wondering, am I going to make it to the end of the school year? Some of us are looking at spring break, which is on the horizon next week. Some of you may have already taken your spring break and now you're looking towards the end of the school year and you are wondering how you're going to do it. Again, some of us, y'all, are just trying to figure out how we're going to make it the next 2 or 3 days that it's going to take to get us to spring break. But I want to let you know, y'all, we are going to make it. We're going to make it. And in this episode of Building Educators with Wood, I am going to give you some tips of how you can make it to spring break and beyond. Let's get into the show. Friends, these tips are in no particular order. You take whichever one you need, whichever one speaks to you, whichever one sucker punches you in the face. That's the one that you need to adhere to, and that's the one you need to throw all of your weight and your power behind. All right, here's the first one. Give yourself some grace. You know, we hear so much, especially y'all, during this time of year, about giving grace to students and giving grace to parents. But y'all, we fail to be gentle with ourselves. And let me tell you, with all of the unreal expectations and all of the burdens that everybody puts on teachers, nobody really talks about the fact that nobody can beat us up like us. Boy, y'all, we will go through a lesson in our head 50 times. Don't let us get observed and feel like it didn't go well. We will replay that thing, have nightmares about that thing. Don't let us send an email and then wonder, oh, did I word that correctly? Or does that sound too forward? Y'all, we can stay up all night worrying about something. Don't let those test scores come back and they're not looking up to par. Like, we know all the hard sweat and the work that we put into it. But if those test scores come back and they're not looking like we know they should be looking, and how we know that other people think they should be looking, y'all, we are so hard on ourselves. But y'all, this is not the time for that. Give yourself some grace, because you know what? These ain't the kids. I said it ain't. These ain't the kids, y'all, that our teachers taught. These ain't the kids that our admin taught, especially if your admin has been out of the classroom since, what, about 2020. If they haven't been in the classroom since then, they don't know these kids. These are not the same kids that they taught. So, y'all, we have got to give ourselves a break. These kids are built different, so we as teachers are having to evolve daily with making sure that our strategies are up to date, making sure that some of these outdated resources that we are using, we are literally having to breathe life into a lot of the strategies and the resources that we're using so that we can make sure to keep up with the changing times and making sure that the kids have what they need. And y'all, not to throw any shade at teachers who haven't been in the classroom since 2020, admin who hasn't been in the classroom since 2020, lawmakers who've never been in a classroom. But y'all, it's different. And let me tell you, we talked about this a few episodes back. You are not doing just the best you can. You are going above and beyond. And if anybody deserves grace right now, teacher friend, it is you. So that's my first tip for you. If you're going to survive to spring break and beyond, you have got to give yourself a break. So not only do you need to give yourself some grace, teacher friend, you got to trust yourself. Trust yourself. That's my next tip. Because most of us are in grade levels where we're given some big state standardized tests. Some of us are in years where it's a gatekeeper year. And it's like, if the kids don't pass it in this grade level, there is a problem. And we feel all of that stress. We feel the pressure of that. We feel the weight of that. But let me tell you, friend, you have taught the content. I have taught the content. We have all gone above and beyond. You've prepared those kids. Those kids know exactly what they need to know. And it is up to them if they show up. Because you showed up every single day. You showed up when you didn't feel like it. You dug down deep and you pulled it out of you. You were flexible. You changed with the times. You made sure to differentiate. You did all of the things and you did more. You sure did. So you have prepared these kids. So trust yourself. Next tip. Stop worrying. Stop worrying. Let me ask you this. How much better are your kids going to do on their state standardized test or just on their end of the year work if you are worrying yourself sick? If that's going to make their scores on tests or their grades any better, then keep worrying. But since we know it's not, we've got to stop this worrying. All right, now here's my next tip. I got to give you a little bit of this OG tough love. We're not worrying, but we are going to be reflective. We all have things in our day-to-day activities as teachers and in our week-to-week lessons that we could have done better. It just is because we're human. And so we can take a moment to be reflective over those things without beating ourselves up, but for the intention of doing better. And, you know, there are some days where I realize that I do come in and I don't give it my best. And, you know, it may be that I'm struggling with something personally. And so, you know, as much as we all work to make sure that school and home is separate, y'all, sometimes every now and then, it just isn't there in our heart and we're going through the motions and we're trying our best, but there are just some days that we're just human and we may be struggling with something mentally. We may not have peace about something that we're dealing with, and it may be something even about school. It may be something outside of school. And so we know that there are a few days where we just really didn't show up and we really didn't give it our best. And so when we identify those areas and when we are truly reflective constructively, not to tear ourselves down, but to construct and build something better, then we know that we can go in and we can fix it. My school adopted this well-known phonics program, and I'm not going to say their name until they sponsor the pod. I'm just playing. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But my school adopted this phonics program for third graders, and it was something so new, a third grade teacher teaching phonics. And y'all, there have been a few times where I have come in and I have totally messed the lesson up. Messed it. I mean, flubbed it. I'm talking about messed it. I don't even know the words that are going to give justice to how badly I have messed the lesson up. Everybody is crickets. I'm cricket. I'm the person that has the most crickets going on. The kids have crickets. They're staring at me. I'm staring at them. They're staring back at me. I'm staring at the book. The book is staring at me. I don't know what is going on here. And so, y'all, I've just had to take a beat on some of those days. And I've just had to say, you know what? You know you should have read over that lesson a couple of times before you taught it. But for whatever reason, you didn't. And you thought you were going to be able to come in and you thought you were going to be able to shoot off the hip, which I'm pretty good at. I'm pretty good at because I'm in teaching a minute. But this thing right here, this ain't the year, Rashada, that you can shoot off the hip with this. Next year, oh, you're going to be able to freestyle it like nobody's business because you're OG. But this year, you're going to have to get into the script and you're going to have to make sure to you know the components. And y'all, there have been times where I have had to be reflective and I've had to say, I didn't do that so good. And I've had to come back the next day and I've had to admit to my kids, y'all, yesterday's lesson, I just struggled through it. Do y'all mind if we do a do-over? And y'all, what else are they going to say? We do it over. But let me tell you, on the days that I do it great, on the days that I rock it, you know what I tell them? give me a hand, and I make them clap for me because here I am, the teacher who is learning new things. So that's another tip. Y'all, do not ever stop celebrating yourself. Don't ever stop celebrating your wins. Don't you ever think that you have gotten so far in your career or you have gotten too far in the school year to be celebrated. Because you are still standing, because you are coming to school every single day, because you are showing up for kids, doing, going above and beyond, you deserve to be celebrated because you are still keeping a straight face in professional development. And because you're still actively learning and really trying to learn and really trying to pay attention to the presenters, you deserve it. Your kids are in spring sports. Your kids have things going on. You have things going on outside of school, but you're still showing up to PTO. You're still grading on the weekends. We are. We're still grading. We're still doing our lesson plans. We are still making sure to go over our groups and to be flexible and to differentiate. You are still doing all of that. And I think you need a hand for that. That's no light thing. And you need to stop treating yourself like you are not a big deal. And you need to give yourself a hand. Y'all, I had to do a little tough love sandwich there. I had to do a little tough love, be reflective. I did a little praise, give yourself some celebration, but y'all, let me go back and I gotta give you a little bit more tough love. I gotta put the tough love bun on the bottom of this sandwich. And I need to say, here's your next tip. If you're gonna make it to spring break and beyond, you have got to dig in and you have got to give this crew, the one that you're finishing the school year with, you've got to give them your best. You got to dig down, dig way down. I'm talking to me right now. I mean, y'all are kind of here, but I'm really talking to myself because y'all know what it is. Y'all know what it is. At this point, we are all fighting like we are blood siblings. Us with the kids with each other. The parents can't stand nobody. Admins walking down the hall, rolling their eyes at us. The lunchroom ladies won't even serve us a full portion of y'all. Everybody is feeling the tension right now. And so I think people from the outside would be so shocked to see how much like a family, a classroom really functions. And I know you're just like me and you're like, okay, 2022, 2023, let me dream for those kids. And I wonder who's going to be in my room. And I wonder, and you know, you're singing your Disney songs and you're just, you know, hoping and wishing on stars. But don't stop dreaming for this crew. I know you've got some doozies in there, and I know that they have manifested as closer that we get to the end of the school year. I know that some of them are off some of their routines, and you know what I'm saying? They're off some of their routines, and we're getting into spring sports, and the weather's changing, and it's getting a little warmer, and it's making everybody itch, and it's giving everybody the fever. But dig down. Dig down. Keep giving this crew your best. Keep dreaming for them. Keep hoping for them. Keep praying for them. And look, I know I've got those few as well. I know that you've got that one that you're thinking about. I have tried everything I know, Rashada. I have too. I have too. I know that we've tried everything that we had that we know to possibly do. But look, have you really? Get creative. This is when you get in. This is what the kids say. The kids call this in your bag. So this is when you get in your teacher bag, and this is when you pull out something that nobody at your school has ever seen. This is when you get in your bag and you think of an idea, you think of a strategy, you think of something that is going to totally revolutionize the last month or so that you have with those kids. If not, you know what it is. You know what the end of your year is going to be like. So you can decide either I'm going to do everything I can and I'm going to throw my best and my all at these kids, even the one I don't know what to do with. You can take it that way or you can take it a totally different way. And we don't want to know. You already know what happens. You've seen teachers get burnout at the end of the year. You and I may have been at some point in our career a teacher that was praying every day for the end of the school year. And y'all, with as hard as we've worked this year, I honestly don't think that that should be something that should happen to us. I don't think that that should be our portion to muddle through the rest of the 6 weeks or 8 weeks or however long you have. I don't think that it is right for us to just decide and just accept that we're going to muddle through and we're going to struggle through and we're going to crawl through and we're going to be army crawling against the to the finish line. I don't think that's how we need to look at it. I think that we need to look at, you know what? These last 2 months or so can be amazing. And guess what? We deserve amazing. So don't give up on this crew you got. Here is my next tip. It's kind of petty too. Take your personal days. I want you to think back. I want you to be reflective. How many of your personal days this year have you taken? How many do you have? How many do you have left to take? And I want you to take them. Take those days. And also, do not power through if you are sick. I know that we are close to the end of the school year. I know that we are close to testing, but if you are sick and you just can't make it, don't come up in there. And if you got some days to just do whatever you want to do and to do some real self-care and to take care of yourself and to just do something totally unrelated to school and totally frivolous, do it. Y'all, I took my birthday off and I had such high hopes for my birthday, which is March the 7th. It was on a Monday. Y'all, I'd partied all weekend with my friends and my family. And I decided on Monday I'd keep that party going with myself. And I had plans to go get a massage. I had plans to get up and write. I had plans to get up and work on some content for YouTube. Y'all, I was in the bed most of the day watching Netflix, and then I went to a local burger joint and I just ate a burger. It was the perfect day. It was the perfect day. So get those personal days in. You still need some time off. There are still things to do. Y'all, it's warming up. Let's get outside. Let's make sure that we are really taking care of ourselves. So take those days. Okay, so as we're bringing these tips to a close, these last two tips are going to kind of go hand in hand, because as we look forward to next year, I know that some of you are having to grapple with some hard decisions. Some of you are wondering, should I stay at my current school? Should I go to another school? Some of you are wondering, should I stay in education or should I totally get out of it? And so here's my tip. Do what is best for you. We're going to finish this year strong. We're going to finish it happy, but be very reflective and be very truthful. Y'all, we got to tell ourselves the truth. And see, that wasn't even a tip I'd written down, but it's a tip I want to throw out there. Tell yourself the truth about where you are as a teacher and then do what is best for you. Stop beating yourself up if what's best for you is to move on. Stop worrying about what other people are going to think about you, what they're going to say if you decide to stay exactly where you are. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Building Educators with Wood. I am so honored that you stopped by and that you listened to my tips. And I would love to know if you have any special tips that you are going to be following and that you are going to make sure that you do so that you can make it to spring break and beyond. If you have any tips and you'd like to share, then you can connect with me on social media, y'all. I'm on all the things. I'm on Facebook at Rashada Writes. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I am on Snapchat. I am on TikTok at Rashada C. Wood. Also, my website is www.rashadawood, without the C, for my website. And I also have several books that are on Amazon. My latest book is a prayer journal for teachers, and it is called Prayer Plans. And when we're taking all of these tips into consideration, and when we're doing all of these things, the thing that is going to really make the difference is if we cover ourselves and if we cover our students and our schools and our administrators and our fellow teachers in prayer. And for those of you who are ready, my tip for you is to leap, 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 leap. You know, when I was in high school, I played basketball. I actually started. Now, y'all, I wasn't out here dropping 10, 20 points. I think my highest scoring game was 8 points. I never got in double digits, but I started every game because I was tall. I had great grades. And y'all, I just had a love for the game in my heart. Now, I was on defense. Even though I wasn't scoring a lot, I was really good on defense and I was bad down in the post. Let me tell you, you didn't want to bring your little weak shot down there in the post because I was going to try my best to throw it out of the gym. And so at the beginning of the game, y'all know they have, or do they still, I haven't been to a basketball game in so long, y'all, but I think we still do this. I think we have the jump ball, you know, where they throw the ball up and you're trying to tip it to your team's favor. And so I would always, since I was tall and since I had such a hunger and I had such a fight in me, my high school mascot, we were the Tigers. And so let me tell you, if I hear "I the Tiger," something in me right now at 42 will switch and I will go into animal beast mode. And so as I would walk up there and I was ready and I would shake that other girl's hand, looking her dead in the eye, knowing full well what I was about to do. Wasn't about to score, but I was definitely about to get to tip this ball to my team. And then the ref would throw the ball up. And like, y'all, it was just something about the cheerleaders screaming, "Jump ball, get it, jump ball, get it. Now, I'm not a cheerleader, so I'm not doing that justice. But I know you cheerleaders can hear that in your head. Or leap, leap, get off your feet. Or was it get out of your, no, not get out of your seat, but get off your feet. Yeah. Was it? I don't know how it went, y'all. It was something about leaping and something about your feet. And all I know is that when I heard that, it gave me the fuel that I needed to leap and let these feet do what they needed to do. All I know is that when I heard "jump ball, get it," all I wanted to do was get it. So I'm saying that some of you are in a position where there is a ball being thrown up. It may be a ball where you have to move schools. It may be a ball where you need to move to a different grade level. It may be a ball. Some of us are chasing that admin ball. Some of us see that ball of potentially being admin and we see it up and we're so scared and we're like, "Oh my gosh, should I get it? Should I get it?" And I want to tell you, leap. Get it. If it is your time and if it is your season in education to leap, leap. Until next time, class dismissed.